Well, we're delighted to be marking the 14th Yeats Day, which of course is to celebrate Yeats's birthday, which this year falls on Friday, June the 13th. And we know that some people are a bit superstitious, but we're hoping that won't keep them away. So we'll have on the day, we'll have, of course, the famous O'Hare's birthday cake at 1 o'clock. We'll be in Queen Maeve Square for the first time, giving out the free cake to mark his birthday. And we'll be all gathering together to recite the Lake Isle of Innisfree, led by Robbie Fitzpatrick. Many people know who Robbie is and know he's great at getting people to join in. So we're looking forward to that. We have a poetry breakfast here at the Yeats Building at 9 o'clock in the morning and a Yeats afternoon tea at 4 p.m. So we're very much emphasising and trying to bring more poetry to people, even if there's only one or two poems that people like from Yeats. You know, we hope that you'll hear maybe one more that you mightn't have heard before, or you can read one yourself if you have a favourite. And then at 7 o'clock, we're doing a poetry walk out at Ross's Point, meeting at the Waiting on the Shore statue. And again, there's a lovely walk out there, and there's a lovely story that can be told about Yeats and his brother Jack at Ross's Point. And of course, we're kicking off the night before with the Nora Nyland lecture. So Nora was famously the librarian here in Sligo, and she was one of the founding members also of the Yeats Society. And so Robert Hensey, who's the adjunct lecturer in archaeology at the University of Galway, will be giving a talk on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And we've launched this as an annual lecture to honour Nora and the work that she did for people through the library and also through her own, of course, collection of art, which is housed at the Model Gallery. On Saturday, we have a watercolour class, which is inspired by Elizabeth Yeats, WB's sister. We have a morning poetry walk out at Hazelwood, meeting at the Half Moon Bay at the car park. And then at 2 o'clock, paint a Jack B. Yeats. So Cormac O'Leary, who people will know, a very renowned artist, will be leading this. It's by way of getting people to join in and have a go at looking at a Jack Yeats poem, a Jack Yeats painting, and having a go. We'll be doing it at 2 o'clock at the Yeats Building. And then in the evening, we have Kate Gavin and friends playing traditional Irish music outside in the cafe garden. And finally, then on Sunday, we have Poetry at Dooney Rock. Again, it's a story most people don't know, but they do know the Fiddler of Dooney. And they don't tend to know that Yeats used to go there a lot and that it was a very special place for him. So we are hoping to gather people there for another outreach place in the county. And finally, then, Bloomsday. We always mark Bloomsday at Yeats Day. Of course, Bloomsday falls on the 16th of June. And it'll be presented by Paul Murray, who is the great nephew of May Murray, who was James Joyce's mother. They were known by the Joyces as the Terrible Murrays. So he'll be talking, he'll be reading, and there'll be some wine and cheese. So all the details are on our website, yeatssociety.com, or at the building. You can walk up and we'll surely look after you between the 12th and the 15th of June.
So, Susan, it sounds like the events, they're really kind of catering for all sorts in terms of for the passionate fans of Yeats, but also for people that may only have a very casual passing interest. And I think that's something that it sounds like the festival is certainly trying to explore over these few days. Would that be fair?
I think it's absolutely fair. One of the things we always try to do with Yeats Day is to bring Yeats out onto the street, quite literally, out onto the shore at Ross's Point, out to the woods. Take him out of the book, take him out of the university, take him out of the study arena that many of us have encountered Yeats in. And if you like, make it more accessible, the poetry more accessible, because poetry is like music. You know, you can have your favourite author, you can have your favourite poet, you can have your favourite singer or jazz musician or whatever. And even if you don't like all the work, you can find some that you can engage with and some that you might even fall in love with. And we hope that by sharing the poetry through these methods, and of course we'll have Eily Kilgavin's children with us on Yeats Day with the birthday cake, and they'll be reciting poetry, and many of them are quite young children. And again, just trying to lift it into a space where people can hold on to it outside of a book or outside of a study. And I think that that's really part of what Yeats would have liked for his poetry, making it easier for people to see it and to hear it.